Good morning. This is The Takeaway. I'm Adora Udoji. John Hockenberry is on assignment on the West Coast. Sri Lanka marks its 61st Independence Day today. The president declared the military has nearly crushed the 25-year Tamil rebellion for a separate homeland. We're joined by Samani Sengupta, who is the New York Times South Asia Bureau Chief. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. How are you?
Good. Has the fighting disrupted the Independence Day celebrations?
Well, the fighting is concentrated in a very, very small sliver of the northeast, about 150 square kilometer area. There seems to be still fighting going on there this morning, though, frankly, none of us knows exactly what's going on there. There's really no access to journalists anywhere near the conflict zone, but we're getting small reports from the United Nations, from the International Committee of the Red Cross, about at least what the civilians there are experiencing, and some of these tales have been quite horrific, particularly repeated shelling, artillery shelling of a hospital, one of the last remaining hospitals in that combat zone right now.
It has been an ongoing issue as to what exactly is happening, because most of the news really has come from the government, hasn't it? And how is the government characterizing the fighting?
The government has told us that it is advancing steadily into formerly rebel-held areas. Some of the rebel landmarks, some of the rebel-held towns that they've held for many, many years are dropping like ripe fruit, as the foreign secretary told me on the phone yesterday. However, inside the combat zone, there does seem to be a quarter of a million civilians, non-combatants, trapped in this very tiny sliver. One example, this hospital that I referred to, artillery shelling began on Sunday, continued for the next 3 days, so much so that not only were patients killed inside and wounded, but they just started running. Even the wounded who could started fleeing the hospital. This morning, we are told by the Red Cross, the hospital and the workers, the patients, have run deeper. They've evacuated that facility. They have just gone deeper into the conflict zone. It doesn't look good.
And how is the government characterizing what it's doing about what's happening at the hospital?
The government maintains that it would not shell the hospital, and we have been unable to get any response from the Liberation Tigers of Tamil Eelam, the rebels, as to their position. And we really don't know who is doing the shelling. We just know that despite pleas and calls from international aid agencies to spare the hospital, which by international law both sides must do, the shelling has not stopped.
And what's the story coming from the rebels? Are they acknowledging that the government is making inroads?
The rebels have clearly had to acknowledge that the government is making inroads into their territory because the government has claimed not only their administrative capital, a place of great pride for them. They've got the government has claimed their airstrips, bunkers, all kinds of things. We are not, for reasons that are quite obvious, we're not really getting anything from the rebels in the last few days. There is still intense fighting going on, and they're concentrated in a very, very small area. The government pledges to finish them off and finish off the war in a matter of days, as the president said today.
Samani Sengupta, thank you for that update on what's happening in Sri Lanka and the battle between the government and the Tamil rebels. Samani Sengupta is the New York Times South Asia Bureau Chief.